The True Falls Film Festival takes place this week, and KBIA has been talking with some of the filmmakers involved with this year's festival selections in a series, True False Conversations. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Literature lovers, get ready. One film will take you to a James Joyce reading group in Zurich, Switzerland. For more than 25 years, the group has gathered each week to read one of his most complex works, Finnegan's Wake. Line by line, they read and analyze. When they finish the book, they begin again, circling through the text over and over. They're on their third read now. Director Dora Garcia brings viewers to this gathering in an intimate way in her documentary, The Joycean Society. KBIA's Kelly Moore spoke with Garcia via Skype from her home in Barcelona, Spain.
How did you get the idea for this film?
For 2 or 3 years, I had the idea to film them, but it always appeared to me like something very hard to get into a very close circle. And almost by coincidence, in a trip to Zurich, I went there, and it just turned out to be quite easy to know them and to just to be there. So I started just going there as a regular reader and decided to film it.
What were some of the biggest challenges?
Well, the biggest challenge was to film in a very small room with almost no light and without any extra light, because I wanted to keep the filmic apparatus as small as possible. I always work like this, so only with a soundman and a photo camera. Actually, it's filmed with a photo camera. But in this case especially, I didn't want people to act. And the second one, but that was easily overcome by the talent of the soundman, was to record the sounds in a way that you would feel the space and the position of people, so that you would really feel that you were in a circle of people talking.
Had you read James Joyce or encountered his work much before this?
I read the Portrait of the Artist when I was 17 or something like that. And then I read Dubliners. And then I started the Ulysses, and like so many people, found it too hard. I'm a very disciplined reader, but even that, with a lot of discipline, was especially when I got to the fifth chapter, it really got very too hard for me. So I dropped it and picked it up and dropped it and picked it up and dropped it and picked it up. And then I kept on rereading Dubliners, and I kept on rereading The Portrait of the Artist. And then I found Finnegan's Wake. And of course, once I had a look at Finnegan's Wake, I thought this was so hard. I had to read Ulysses before. So I went back to the Ulysses, and with the help of a few books, because you have what you call secondary literature, I could go through it. So in the end, it has been there always since I was 17.
What do you hope the audience takes away from the film?
So from people that are familiar with the text and with the kind of feelings that it awakens in some people, is full of science and full of little details that only they can understand. And for people that are absolutely not familiar with the Finnegan's Wake, but a bit with Joyce, then there's again other things that they can follow and understand, like the snow on the cemetery for people that have read The Death, like the figure of Joyce for people who know a bit Zurich. And then finally, for people who absolutely don't know anything about anything, let's say, about this kind of, I think it's quite a journey into an obsession.
That was Dora Garcia talking with KBIA's Kelly Moore about the film The Joycean Society. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Check out the full conversations, photos, and videos from KBIA's True False Conversation series at kbia.org.